What a terrible thing it would be to find out that you have cancer. Well, our next guest found that out a couple of years ago. His name is Pat Williams. And in fact, we've had Pat on as a guest just a few months ago, and he's written many books, but now he has this new book called The Mission is Remission, Hope for Battling Cancer. And he found out in January 2011 that he had cancer. Pat, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jerry. Nice to chat with you again, and I appreciate the call.
Sure. And tell us about this, because obviously there are different types of cancer. I know a loved one where they have stage 4 small cell cancer, and they're saying that this is, it's kind of like death on a fast track, if you will.
Well, obviously there are many, many forms, Jerry. I went in for a yearly physical in early January of 2011.
Yes.
And I've been having that physical for 40 some years.
Good for you.
Well, at the end of the physical, the doctor said that there's something in your blood work that doesn't look quite right, and we suggest that you get it checked out. So eventually I did, and the doctors informed me that I had a form of cancer, a blood cancer, called multiple myeloma. I had never heard of it. Leukemia and lymphoma get a lot more publicity. But Dr. Reynolds informed me that it's cancer of the blood in the bone marrow. It was shocking, stunning, overwhelming. Never thought I'd hear those words. I was the picture of health, I thought, and you know, had always taken good care of myself and had never dissipated in any way, and was running marathons at age 70, and I was planning to live to be a healthy 100. But the Lord had other ideas, Jerry, and so I've been in this battle for 3.5 years now, doing well. I feel confident that we've made good strides. I am in remission, and the new drugs in the pipeline have I've responded well to them.
Yes.
And the doctors are pleased where I am. But I've learned a lot. I've learned an awful lot about trusting God and, seeking His plan with this whole thing. And I've been thrown into the cancer battle here, Jerry. And I'm fighting hard to help raise funds and encourage people. And hopefully this new book that is out, The Mission is Remission, will be a valuable resource to anybody with one of the blood cancers or any form of cancer. I've shared my story, what I've learned, and how I've reacted, and I'm trying to pass that on to others.
Sure. And you are the senior vice president of the Orlando Magic basketball team, and I understand that Arnold Palmer, the great golfer, I'm not into sports, by the way, so I might mispronounce some of these names, but he even endorsed your book and wrote a foreword for you. Does he have advice for you?
Arnold lives here.
Yeah.
Well, he did. He dropped me a note, Jerry, way back. He has been through a cancer battle himself, lost his first wife to cancer, and one of his daughters has been in a cancer struggle, so he's very familiar with the whole thing. He dropped me a little note, and he said, here's what I've learned. Number one, listen to everything your doctors tell you. And number two, keep a positive attitude.
Hmm.
Good little pithy pieces of advice. And I do everything the doctors tell me. I don't argue with them, and they're the experts, and I follow their instructions. And so far, they've done a great job of steering me through this. And a positive, optimistic, upbeat approach to life through cancer, Jerry, certainly is valuable.
Wow.
Not to get discouraged, not to be depressed, not to sit on the sidelines and give up, and just let cancer take over your life. You know, I've learned to stay fully engaged and active and, keep your full life going as best you can and not submit to it. And above all, don't feel sorry for yourself.
Okay. You know, it's interesting. The number of people in our society today, through the miracles of modern medicine, so many of them have been able to survive cancer that I remember reading one time that if you were to put all of them in one major metropolis, it would be a well-populated city of people who've survived cancer. So obviously, somehow there must be, levels of degrees of cancer that people have, obviously. And also
there's
treatments.
About that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, Jerry, that's true. And the the researchers and the scientists are doing a wonderful job. The only thing holding them back is lack of funding. So I encourage people, whenever they have an opportunity to give to cancer research or cancer foundations, please be generous, because we've made great strides. The new drugs on the market are very effective in most cases. And what am I hearing? Over a million people, you know, are surviving cancer, and that would be a pretty good sized city.
Yeah.
And so that's awfully encouraging. But we still have a long way to go. One out of two men in our country eventually will deal with cancer at some point in their lifetime.
Wow.
One out of three women. So it is important to stay current, be alert, be vigilant. Above all, do not neglect that yearly physical, because through that physical, if there is an issue, if there's a problem, they can spot it early, and you don't want to let cancer get a toehold and get a running start on you. So the earlier you can detect, you're far better off. But you know, Jerry, so many people, men in particular, oh, I don't want to go to doctors, or I'm afraid of them, or I'll take my chances, or I don't have time, or I feel good. Not good thinking, guys. You know, make sure you get that yearly physical.
So early detection is one of the keys.
I believe definitely that, yeah. And even if it's not cancer, you know, if it's some other affliction that might be lurking in your body, you know, you sure want to find out about it early. I do. I'm so grateful that I went to that, got that physical and found out early, you know, there was a cancer problem in my system. I didn't want to hear that news, and I was shocked and stunned and overwhelmed, but, you know, you can't deny it, and you can't just turn your head. So it's far better to find out early.
Now, how often have you had treatments?
Well, in the early days, Jerry, I was in there a couple days, times a week, you know, getting massive chemo treatments, and each session, you know, was 3 to 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
But the good news is there are new forms of treatment in pill form. So right now my chemo consists of taking a pill for 21 straight days. Then you're off for 7 days, then you start up for 21 more days. And I sure like that.
Yeah.
That takes a couple of seconds in the morning,
sure.
Rather than 3 hours or so sitting in a chemo chair in the doctor's office. So I'm really pleased with this new progress they've made, that's for sure.
Yeah, I thought of a bad pun. That's a lot easier to swallow. So now the title of your book is The Mission is Remission. The Mission is Remission. Can you explain that title?
Well, I was sitting with Dr. Reynolds on the day that he informed us about what was going on with me. And I began to ask a series of questions like, what's the life expectancy? Why did this happen? Is there a cure? You know, I just was firing questions at him left and right. And then I said, so what's the goal here? What are we trying to accomplish? And Dr. Reynolds said, well, we want to get this into remission. And my little fertile brain, Jerry, thought, that's kind of interesting. So I said, so, doctor, then the mission then is remission? He said, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah,
that sounds good. He said, yeah, that's it. The mission is remission. Well, my wife was sitting there, and so she immediately began to think, well, we need to get some T-shirts made up and some wristbands. And so we did, and so when it was time to write the book, Jerry, I think the title was already in place. It just made too much sense.
Yeah. And you
and anybody who is anybody diagnosed with cancer, believe me, the first thought on their mind is remission. How do we get this thing into remission?
Yeah.
Because Dr. Reynolds told me, he said, this illness, multiple myeloma, is not curable. He said, but it's treatable.
Mm.
And he said, our goal is to get it into remission. Anyway, that's how the little slogan came about, and thus the title of the book.
Sure, and you've written several books now, more than 85, I understand.
Yeah, number 89 is coming out in June, Jerry. So we've been killing a lot of trees over the years,
yeah.
and pumping these out. But I kind of think that this book that we're talking about here may be the most important to encourage people who are dealing with cancer. And maybe a kind of wake people up who aren't dealing with it, but may someday. So it's important, I think, to get this information in advance. So hopefully this book really is a difference maker. I feel very strongly that it can provide a lot of hope for people who are battling cancer.
Sure. And we're talking right now with Pat Williams. The name of the book we're talking about is The Mission is Remission, Hope for Battling Cancer. Do you have a website you want to give where people can get more information about the book and about you and so forth?
Hey, Jerry, people can always reach me. My website is patwilliams.com. The Twitter page, Orlando Magic Pat, and anybody would like to email me, that's easy, pwilliams@orlandomagic.com, pwilliams@orlandomagic.com. This book, The Mission is Remission, is in bookstores now. It's in the health section or the disease section, and it's also up on Amazon and barnesandnoble.com as well.
Hmm. All right, and in fact, you say in the book, I'm not going to wait around to die. I'm going to live my life and keep reaching for my goals and dreams. Cancer or no cancer, I expect to be here for a good long while.
Jerry, that's a good point here to anybody who's battling in the cancer world. You've got to maintain an intense desire to live and function as you fully have. I mean, I enjoy what I'm doing. I don't want to sit on the sideline while the basketball team is plowing forward, and I want to keep my full speaking schedule. I still have more books I want to write. We have 14 grandchildren that we want to help get educated.
Wow.
And so I think that's awfully important to have goals, to have dreams, to keep driving with your life because that gives you a reason to live, and you don't want to just sit and foment, you know, over what you might consider a bad break here.
Sure.
So that's one of the lessons. And the doctors were great at the very beginning. They said to me, you go live your life as normally as you can, and we will tuck the medical stuff around your schedule.
Wow.
That was awfully good. Boy, that gave me a reason to keep going and doing everything I normally would do, and they tucked my medical stuff, you know, around a schedule that worked for me. And they continue to do that, and that's allowed me to really keep my life in full gear, doing basically everything I would normally do except run marathons and climb mountains. Jerry, I can't do that anymore, but everything else I'm able to do.
How many marathons have you actually run?
I did 58 of them. I did 58. 58? Between ages of 55 and age 70. I kind of got into marathoning a little later in life, and so in that 14 and a half year period between 55 and 70. That's when I did them.
You did full
did the Boston Marathon.
The full marathon, 26.2
yeah,
miles.
I did. That's correct. I did the Boston Marathon 13 times over the years. And so I've got wonderful memories of all that. But right now, you know, I just don't have the ability to do that anymore. But I'm still able to work out. And the doctors have encouraged that. I've got a stationary bike at home that I ride for close to an hour every day, and so it's important to stay in shape physically through this cancer battle,
right?
And eat wisely and smartly as well, and so I'm able to maintain a good level of fitness, not a great level, but a good level, and you know that's important to do.
By the way, congratulations! I've run one full marathon, and I'm just aghast and amazed that you've run 58, and you did it until you were the age 70. So you were doing it from 58 to 70. That's quite an accomplishment.
I was about, you know, I was 55 when I did the first one, Jerry, and 70 when I did the last. And just a few days after the last marathon, you know, was when the multiple myeloma hit.
Oh.
And so I snuck that one in, the Disney Marathon, in early January of 2011.
Yes.
And then not there long thereafter, my world was turned upside down, and suddenly I got deeply immersed in the whole world of blood cancer.
Now, there's no link there, right? I mean, the cancer wasn't caused by or exacerbated by all the running or all the exercise or anything. What causes this, do you know?
Well, that's a great question. First question I asked Dr. Reynolds when we sat down and he broke the news, I said, what caused this, Doc? He said, we don't know. He said, age might have something to do with it. I was 70 at the time.
Okay.
You
were 70? Wait, stop.
Firing.
Stop. You were 70 years old in 2011?
That's correct.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And then turned 71 that May. I'm turning 74 here in about 5 days.
Wow.
So,
happy birthday.
The years keep clicking away here, Jerry, but I've learned don't give in to age. You know, don't pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep active and keep engaged and keep doing the things you love to do. And, you know, I think that's the way to go about life.
But do they have any idea what causes this? Or in your case?
Well, I wish they did. I asked Dr. Reynolds, and he said, we don't know. He said it's a fairly rare form of cancer, although I keep hearing from more and more people, you know, who are dealing with myeloma. Doesn't really seem to be an issue. Race doesn't seem to be an issue. You know, I'm running into, you know, Spanish people and African Americans and senior citizens and younger people, and, you know, so I think it's not a respecter of anybody, really.
Sure.
But life expectancy, Dr. Reynolds said 2 to 3 years. He said, but our job is to keep you alive long enough for these new medications to come, which are in the pipeline,
yeah,
you know, to take effect. And I've been taking all of them as they get released and approved. I've been taking all of them. And I've responded well to them, and I'm into year number 4 now. So
wow, congratulations!
I'm grateful. I'm grateful for these marvelous scientists and researchers and the fundraisers, you know, who are doing so much to keep people like me alive.
Wow, and I understand Tom Brokaw apparently is struggling with the particular form of cancer you have.
Wasn't that interesting, or a tough break for Tom? But I read that story. And I've sent him a book as well.
Mm.
You know, I've sent the book to him. Hopefully he'll find that of value, and I'd love to talk to him someday. I'm a huge Tom Brokaw fan, but it's kind of interesting when you read about somebody with multiple myeloma. You know, you kind of think, well, we've got another club member here.
Mm.
You know, it's not that common a form of cancer, so when you hear about it, it's like a brotherhood. You know, somebody else has joined our club here, so let's talk and let's give them a big hug and see how we can help them. I mean, that's kind of the reaction I'm getting.
Wow. Now, this form of cancer, which I never really heard of before, you know, I was looking at your book. How many forms of cancer are there?
Oh, I'm sure there are hundreds. Jerry, hundreds that we don't even know of. We know the main ones. You know, we hear about breast cancer and the blood cancers and
lung cancer
and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Then of course there's melanoma, which is skin cancer.
Yeah.
You know, we hear a lot about melanoma, but myeloma is a lot rarer. But, you know, I imagine that if you get into the fine tuning and the grading of different forms of cancer, there are many hundreds of different kinds. I have a great respect for oncologists, you know, who
study cancer,
have devoted their life to studying cancer and trying to help patients get through it. You know, I've got a great respect for them. And when young people decide to get into medicine and say they want to get into oncology, well, I'm there cheering them on.
Hmm. Very good. We're talking about right now with Pat Williams, Senior Vice President of Orlando Magic, author of some 85 books. One of his most recent ones is called The Mission is Remission, Hope for Battling Cancer. PatWilliams.com for more information. I understand you sometimes use your sports platform that you have, you know, being involved with the Orlando Magic and so forth, to help spread this message about cancer and, you know, that get it early treatment as much as possible and so forth.
Well, that's true, Jerry. I think those of us who are in the sports world, and we got to be very alert and attuned to this, we do have a really powerful platform of influence, a platform of witness. We live in a sports-crazy nation. Coaches and athletes and administrators, broadcasters, et cetera, you know, really are looked up to, and people are fascinated with the sports world. So therefore, when we have an opportunity through sports to talk about our faith and share our faith or a cause, in this case, the whole issue of cancer, I think we've got an obligation to take advantage of that. Through our speaking, public speaking, or through books or through media, you know, I think we really have that obligation to tell our story and be an encouragement to others, be an inspiration to other people, an uplifter. I think that's an important. And I've been in pro sports now for 52 years, and I've felt this way from the very beginning. I feel even more strongly now about it, really being a spokesperson for our Christian faith or medical issues or trying to uplift and encourage young people in many different ways. I think it's part of our job description.
Wow. Good. What six principles do you outline in the book? Six principles related to battling cancer.
Well, they actually came, Jerry, on the first day when Dr. Reynolds said to me here in Orlando, "You're going to do well with this," meaning my cancer issue. I was kind of shocked by that when he said, "You're going to do well." He said, "I followed your career, and I've got a sense of who you are." And then he listed off the six reasons why he thought I would do well, which is the meat of this book, by the way. Number one, he said, "Your positive, optimistic approach to life. You write about it, you speak about it." He said, "That's going to be extremely valuable." Number two, he said, your level of fitness, physical fitness. You know, he said, "I know you work out hard and you take care of yourself and you've always maintained a high level of fitness." He said, "You're going to go through some tough stuff here, and this is going to be valuable." Number three, he said, your faith. He said, "I know you're a man of faith and have strong faith in God." He said, "Those who have a strong faith always do better in a battle like this." Mm-hmm. So I thought back, Jerry, the day that I accepted Christ when I was 27 years old and had, you know, many, many years ago. But I thought, boy, the Lord and me are really going to have to get after this. And I was faced with a decision. You know, when you get news like that, I think you will go in one of two directions. You either turn your back on God and say, "Why me, and how could you allow this?" and get angry, or you do a flying leap into his lap, a swan dive, as it were, and hold on for dear life. And that's what I elected to do, and I've been doing it ever since.
Well, that's great.
Number four, he said the love and the support of your family. We have a big family. We have 19 children. We adopted 14 of those kids over a 10-year period from four different countries. And Dr. Reynolds said, "You're going to really feel the love and support of your family." And I thought, well, maybe that's why we built that huge mob of children. But they've been wonderful. They've been supportive. They've been sensitive. They have been normal. They have been there for me, always encouraging and checking on me. And, you know, they've just been awesome. And I've felt that support from day one. And then the fifth reason, he said, the support of your basketball team, your teammates with the Orlando Magic. He said, "They're going to really rally around you, and you're going to feel that." And, boy, he called that one. Hardly a day goes by that they're not here checking on me, and how are you doing, and what can I do for you, and can I carry that box? You know, let me get that to your car for you. And you know, they've been so supportive. And then the final thing he said, the sixth thing, he said, "You've been here in Orlando for 25 years, and have gotten involved in so many aspects of life here in Central Florida in a very giving manner." He said, "You're going to have all that returned to you now." He said, "The community is going to just return it to you in waves."
Wow.
In this moment of need. And that proved to be reality. So that's the meat of the book, Jerry. I've told people in this book those six principles certainly were valuable to me, and I think it's important maybe to get ready for your cancer battle, with tuning up your optimistic outlook and getting yourself in good shape physically and making sure things are right with you and the Lord and making sure your family is supportive of you. You know, long before cancer may come along, I think it's important to
be ready,
to get in shape for a cancer battle. And as I said, one out of two men at some point, you know, we're going to hear that news about cancer in their life. They're going to hear it.
Well, we're living so long.
I think it's important to get ready in advance.
Yeah, that makes sense. We're living so long these days. You know, when you look at our life expectancy, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, we have just a few moments remaining. Was there any other major thing you want to, you know, say about this whole issue of cancer and dealing with it?
Well, I'm very glad that we can have a nice visit about it, Jerry. And I do want to salute one of my heroes. His name is Dr. Jack Ramsey, the longtime NBA basketball coach and broadcaster who died this week at age 89 after battling cancer, about 8 different forms of cancer, for close to 15 years, never really giving into it and just battling it right till his last breath.
Wow.
And he passed away in the Naples area of Florida, where he's been living the last number of years. He hired me to my first NBA job in the summer of 1968.
Wow.
And has been a friend to many and a great basketball hero to many. But in this cancer fight that he's been in for these many years, he left such a deep imprint on so many. And he was very helpful to me, walking me through, you know, some of the issues I was going through with cancer. So a salute to Dr. Jack Ramsey, a basketball hero, but also a longtime cancer survivor who made a difference in so many people's lives.
And I should note that this program is being pre-recorded in reference to when Pat Ramsey died. So it sounds like, in some ways, attitude and the spiritual equipping and then being in good shape physically, and then having good family and support structure and loved ones around you and even where you live and so forth, a lot of this are big factors in how to battle cancer.
I think without question, Jerry, I think that you summarized it beautifully. And having a good medical team that you have confidence in, that's important as well. And live your life fully. Listen, Jack Ramsey was swimming in the Gulf of Mexico every day up until this past year.
Wow.
And, you know, was riding his bike and, you know, pushing himself physically. He was broadcasting ESPN NBA basketball games, you know, right up till last year.
Wow.
Fully engaged. I think that's the way to deal with cancer. That's my best advice. You know, live your life fully and don't surrender. Don't give in. And take your medication, do what the doctors tell you, but do those things you love to do that you're good at, and don't give up on life.
And what do you hope this book accomplishes?
Well, it's already, I'm very encouraged, Jerry. I'm hearing from people pretty regularly, you know, who have read the book and dropped me an email. I've got all my contact information at the end of the book, and, you know, to hear their reports or their stories or you know, a little reference about how it encouraged them in their battle or somebody in their family. Boy, that's meant the world. And that's really why I wrote it. I wanted people to really be encouraged and uplifted and strengthened by the book. And so far, that's what's happening.
All right. Thanks again for being with us. We've been talking with Pat Williams, patwilliams.com, for more information. The name of his book is called The Mission is Remission, Hope for Battling Cancer. Thanks again, Pat. God bless you.
Thank you, Jerry. Call anytime. Good to talk to you.
All right, you too. Bye-bye now.